Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, jinx, personal jinx, show me a coke. No, I need you to talk, so I'll buy you a coke later.
Okay, great. I was going to say, if you really want to jinx me, it's fucking a really bad time.
Not a good time. Not a good time. There's no podcast today. It's just me talking to myself. Yeah.
We're calling Angela in Brisbane, and she may not know that we're calling her, so bear with us, but let's go to Bris Vegas.
Angela.
Hi, it's Angela.
Angela.
Hi, Angela. Sorry, we were bombing you up. It's Tony and Ryan.
Oh, my God. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good. Sorry. So we obviously tried to call you many times. You tried to call us back. Now we're calling you. Will you approve the podcast?
I'm so fucking lit.
Oh, Angie, fucking legend. Thank you.
Hey, it's Angela from Brisbane, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up on the video show, and by the way, yes, this is a video show, as well as listening, you can watch it on the Spotify app and your smart TV.
And it's very hot in here, so if you can hear the fan, it's the fan.
Can you actually hear it?
I don't know if you can hear it,
message us and we'll stop using the fan, but it is quite nice having some air in this room.
Otherwise, it gets really fucking hot.
Yeah. Should we call out Dylan Friends for not getting the aircon installed like they said they would?
The aircon is in the box downstairs.
We need approval to install it.
Yeah, we're waiting on the installation.
Okay. Coming up today, I'm a few months away from becoming a father.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say you've got some educational advice or maybe some do's and don'ts?
Maybe like a dad insight, maybe. Okay.
As you know, I'm reading lots of...
Yes.
Sorry. Edit. As you know, I'm ordering lots of books.
Yes. No, leave that in. No, because you've ordered lots. You've bought many.
I was about to say, I'm reading lots
read
of books.
Many. Yeah.
I'm ordering books. I'm looking at covers. I'm reading reviews of books on Amazon. So obviously I'm invested.
Yeah.
Almost. But that's coming up soon. One thing I love about the TARP community, and also I will point this out with the confessions we're doing as well, they're real confessions from real people that listen to this podcast. Mm-hmm. And I love that we've created a community where people feel they can share their stories.
Yeah.
Now, when we started the pod, I think we had a fucking field day of people telling us their harrowing like first dates and hookup stories.
Yes.
And then as new people come to the pod, they go, hey, I've only just found you guys. Have a listen to this.
Yeah.
And so can I say to this TARPer, I'm not even going to name her because it's that cooked.
I think we need to be better with the anonymity.
Yep. Let's just call her Traveling TARPer.
Traveling TARPer. That sounds very fun.
And the reason she's Traveling TARPer is because she went on exchange to Italy when she was in university. So she did a semester abroad in an Italian university. Wouldn't that just be gorgeous?
What a fucking dream come true. I always wanted to go on exchange, but yeah. I never did. Because it's like, isn't it crazy expensive?
No, well, sometimes it's
free.
Or do
you just swap?
Yeah.
With like, say if I went to Germany, then like maybe like a German person would stay like with my family or whatever.
Yeah, and then so a lot of, at uni at the moment, I think I told you I had dinner the other night in class break with a guy from Toronto.
Toronto. Don't say the T. Well.
And I said, oh, where are you staying? And he goes, oh, do you know Muhammad who went here? And I was like, oh, it's a huge uni. No, not really. And he goes, oh, well, I'm staying in his place. And he's at the University of Toronto staying at in my apartment. So they literally just did a straight up swap.
When I was in primary school,
this
Canadian family swapped houses with like an Australian family from Rolling Stone. They swapped like houses, cars, lives, everything for a whole year.
Straight up.
Yeah, and Kat was
husbands?
In. Yeah. No, like, literally the whole family up and left.
That's sick.
And they So like the family from Rolling Stone were in Canada for a whole year and the Canadian family stayed with us. And so they were there for an entire year. And they used their car, their house, like literally everything.
Do you reckon me and Torps could swap for a month?
Houses or like just the
like
two
swap.
Of you? I mean,
lives,
mate.
Straight up.
We're not married, so is that a technicality of, like, couldn't be a wife swap, so not available? I don't think I could live with you.
I'll check the fine print. Nah, fuck no, actually. Yeah, you're right. Half an hour a day is...
That's enough.
Okay.
You said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. And you agreed.
Yeah.
Hi, I love your podcast so much.
So this is from Travelling TARPer. Where did Travelling TARPer send this through to?
This is via Patreon, DM on Patreon. I went to university in Italy, and what does a single girl do when she's new to town on her first night laying in her bed? I jumped on Tinder.
Fair enough.
Wanted to taste the foreign fruits.
I Is this maybe not important, but is Tinder a thing everywhere? Like Netflix?
Yeah, I like.
You just log into your new
Tinder
zone?
Well, because it's location based. So it goes, you set the parameters.
But is it called like Tindera or something? But
if it's not, it should be. It's the same app because you go, yep, I want to find someone between 25 and 35 within 30 kilometers of where I am right now.
Oh.
And it's like a sliding thing. So you set the parameters and blah, blah,
right,
blah. But having said that, I'm pretty sure they pronounce it
Tindera.
So she was on
Tindera.
And she matches with this guy.
On Tindera.
And I think I like this when they said, hey, I'm just new to town, blah, blah. No relationship. They just both were very clear with their intentions. I'm just here to hook up.
I think that's fine. If both people want the same thing, then like fucking go for it, girlfriend.
So we agreed to meet up in his hotel and have sex.
Love
we knew
it.
What was going on. He was clearly nervous. Though, which is understandable, I think.
Was he also a traveller?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. So it's not as if she's met up with this local and getting all this local knowledge.
Yeah, no.
They're both just like random
well,
Americans.
Well, it was in his hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is like 0 to 100 in terms of a friendship. He was nervous. So we just
I don't think they wanted to become friends.
Well, he was nervous. So we just decided to smoke a little weed on the balcony just so he would relax a little bit.
Sure. And just like hang out, I guess.
Yeah.
So this is something that I don't really understand. So I've never, like, I never had Tindera or Tinder in Australia, as we call it. I never did that, like, hookup thing.
Yeah.
The only thing that I've done is, as in, like, one night stand or whatever, like, go home with somebody, but it was, like, at a party or whatever. So you kind of had already done the, like,
courting.
Warming up, I guess. Whereas, like, if you just rock up to someone's house, like, I feel like, yeah, you do need something to, like, break the ice.
Yeah. Because, yeah, do you just walk in and just, like, start macking or you go, oh, hi, nice to meet you, nice shoes.
Or is it one of those things where it's like...
A bit hot.
You both know what you're there for. Do you just fucking get it over with?
Yeah. I mean, they may be nice that you offer them a drink, be polite.
Yeah. But you're not going, do you want to watch an episode of Border Security?
Well, that might get me in the mood.
I would do it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, Cocaine Cassie or whatever her name
was. That's a real
person. Coke Shoes Karen. Oh, yeah. Found her on Tindera.
Would it be slightly hot, though, if you opened the door and you were like, hi, and they just like push you through down on the bed?
I don't think I would like that.
Okay, I'll just write that down.
Make a note.
Change of plans.
If you find Tony on Tindera.
We may have smoked a little bit too much weed to the point where he was having trouble getting and staying hard. So
right.
The plan to ease the tension.
Ease it too much.
They've come
no
too far the other
now.
Way. So we're laying naked on the bed and he's feeling a bit like sheepish and he's like, oh, you know, just give me 5 minutes or just let me chill out or sober up or whatever.
Yeah, and it's never a big deal, but I can understand that the pressure to perform.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So she said she's laying naked on the bed and she's face down and she's got this long hair, like beautiful long hair that's down all the way to her butt. And he is like... What?
We've heard some harrowing hair stories. In the past,
he asked if he could play with my hair. Being a normal person, I figured this meant like run his fingers through my hair.
Totally. Braid it, maybe, if his mum was a hairdresser,
and,
you know.
And she's being modest, but when she's like, I had this long hair down, like she's obviously got beautiful hair.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to chill out. You
she
know, they're naked.
Hot. I don't know anything about
she's
her.
She's so
tight. Yeah,
she
sounds
hot. I assumed that meant touch the hair.
It never does. Listen to this podcast. It's educational. You learn about the squid, you learn about the hair. I just feel like we know by now.
This man then proceeded to wrap my hair around his pork sword and started jerking off with it. I was completely stunned and just froze because what the fuck? She's on her stomach face down and he's just kneeling behind her with his dick wrapped in her hair and he's just jerking off. As soon as my hair touched his pork sword, instantly hard. Now, obviously we're not here to kink shame, but I feel like there's a bit of like consent. When you say, can I touch your hair? I feel like...
Not
your first instinct.
Yeah.
She's within her right to be a bit fucking shocked, right? But
at the same time, aren't you just so happy that he's hard and you're like, yep. Here we go.
So, well, So that's what she's thinking. She's like, this is...
You're so torn, right?
Well, she's like, this is fucking weird, but it's sort of working.
Now we can...
And now he's... And so, but she's so shocked and stunned, she's kind of just like waiting for him to go, all right, good to go. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because you're like, cool.
You're hard now.
Yeah. Party time.
And then she's like, you know, looking back going, I can see where we're ready. And he's just like going to town. And then she just goes, oh, he sort of just looks like he's having a pretty good time doing that. And then he finished.
Not in her hair. Oh, it was probably not a hair wash day. It did not align with her schedule.
I was so shocked. I didn't know where it went. I just heard him finish. And I turned around to him and said, you better not have got cum in my beautiful hair. He gave a nervous smile, got up and left.
It was his hotel.
Where did he go? To the lobby? Like, where?
So he just comes in her hair and leaves. Oh.
Travelling Tarpa says, I still don't know for sure where it went because I look for traces of it. And because my hair was that long and like, but she's like, I just couldn't figure it out. So I put my hair up in like a big bun and went home. This guy is still known to my friends as Hair Guy, and all of my friends still die laughing about this to this day. Because I do have nice hair, it's not uncommon for people to like give me a compliment. But as you can imagine, we're at a cafe with all my girlfriends and someone goes, oh, you've got beautiful hair. And all of my friends go, Bubble, don't jizz in it. You know what I mean? Every time it comes up in conversation, everyone's like, ah.
Compliment, more like compliment.
Hey, it's Angela from Brisbane, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Tomorrow on, well, I was going to say tomorrow on the show, tomorrow there is a Fon Do You Want to Dry, what is it called again?
Fondue, you want to watch our live stream.
We're doing a live stream for Champion Tarpers in Patreon tomorrow where we're doing fondue.
Yeah.
And BJ and Pippa will be there. They haven't met before.
They haven't. Pups. Very exciting.
Yep.
But
chocolate or cheese?
Sorry?
Chocolate or cheese fondue?
It's up to you. I was imagining cheese from the beginning.
Oh.
But our producer Cam said, oh yeah, we'll see if we can find you a chocolate fountain.
Yeah.
So I don't know which one you guys want to do.
You know me.
So probably not cheese. Yeah. That's actually such a good point.
Oh, the cheese would be great, but they'll just be like...
It's going to be a hot mess. A shitty mess.
Consequences.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 36 degrees.
Yeah. At a Christmas party once, I decided that I was going to drink White Russians.
Yep.
But with cream instead of milk.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I shat cement. At about 4 a.m. the next day, I was on the toilet for about an hour and it was like, it was fucked.
Yeah.
It was, I drank like, Torbs goes, well, you drank like 2 liters of cream, sweetheart. Like, you drank a lot of White Russians. Yeah. It's a great drink, though.
It is,
but
great.
You do feel it the next day.
Not to increase the graphicness, but my mate.
Sorry for saying that I shat some in. That's gnarly.
Remember Anders, who's the brewer?
At Moondog.
Well, he's now at Broadriggy.
Oh, of course,
But back in the day, he was in another place and they just made like these peach ciders or something.
Oh, yum.
Delicious.
Yum.
But cider's a thing cider's a thing that you might have like one or maybe two ciders.
Because the sugar like fills up your belly and you feel so bloated, yeah.
So this one guy's like, oh, bro, love those ciders you made. I reckon I had 15 yesterday afternoon. And Anders goes, that's the equivalent of sitting down and eating 40 peaches.
And goes, stone fruit, you know how that gets you going.
Well, and he's like, oh, I just need to let you know, man. And there might be something wrong with those ciders. I was fucking having a crazy night in the bathroom. Like, it was fucking. And he's like, no, that's probably because you had 15 ciders. Like,
yeah, so it was the 40, AGB.
You ate 40 peaches.
Yeah, the aftergrog bog and all that stone fruit and all that sugar.
He's like, don't at me. That's just how it works.
And also, after you've had 15 ciders, you know what else you're having? A fucking kebab. That's going to make you shit anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so don't fucking at Anders.
Yeah, that's not his fault at all. A big thank you to a few of the people, hopefully, that will be joining our Do Not Cheat Yourself party tomorrow. Jake Martin, DD Prince, Andrew Smart, and Megan Johnson. Thank you so, so much for being part of the Patreon. You fucking love to see it. So I mentioned before I wanted to have a bit of dad chat.
Yeah.
Ryan, you have well and truly begun the transformation of becoming a dad.
Thanks for saying transformation.
I feel like it's, you know, at the beginning of Sailor Moon where they like whip up into the yep. the thing and they like change their outfits and stuff.
If you're calling me a sexy skinny Asian girl, you're correct.
So I feel like that's kind of where you're at the moment. You're doing birth classes. Yep. Yesterday on a Zoom of you, Cam and I, our producer, you talked about how you just bought a pram.
Yep.
And it's like lots of fun stuff coming.
I wouldn't describe buying prams as fun. It's fucking expensive.
Yeah.
But I'm still doing it.
But well, and it's like,
how much is a pram? 50, 60 bucks?
How much is it?
Thousands.
Really?
They're fucking insane.
Oh, my God. There's one out the back of the house, like in the alleyway where I live.
Yeah,
I could grab
it.
That one
yeah,
if you
please.
Want. I think it's got maybe a mouse living in it, but if you're interested.
I am.
But so because you've kind of started taking on your dad role.
Yep.
There's been a few things recently where I'm like, oh, you're dad nut.
Really?
Yeah. And I just thought.
In a positive way?
It's just a different part of life,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like, so on Saturday last week, we had our Hot Fun Garbage event.
Yes.
And it was on the beach at St. Kilda. So like a beautiful part of town,
yep.
but there's not a lot of parking.
No.
And so you said, oh, we'll be able to park at my mate's place. He lives just around the corner.
Yep.
And he is married. He's got two kids. So he's like really in dad mode.
Yep.
He's a great guy, right?
Yep.
And we get to his house and like, he was wearing Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, mate, you're in dad mode. You got the Birks on. And he goes, oh, mate, best decision I've ever made. Running around with the kids, like your feet never get sore, so much better than thongs. And you go, yeah.
If Dave Parsons says Birkenstocks are good, then I'm in.
Then you're in. And then every single – and is this not the daddest thing you've ever heard?
Ah, fuck it is. I'm so embarrassed.
Every single person you saw wearing Birks at the event, you went, oh, how do you find the Birks? Yeah, I'm thinking about investing in the Birks. Did you not? Every single person.
And considering there's hundreds of people there and it was a beach, there was a lot of people wearing Birks.
There was a lot of people wearing Birks.
And I did ask all of them.
You asked every single – and you looked at their feet and you went, how do you find the Birks? Which is like a pretty weird thing to do.
No, it's not.
Looking directly at someone's feet. Well, they're not free, babe.
I'm looking at the shoes that the feet are on, not the feet themselves. I wasn't be like, oh, so what do your feet taste like?
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, see? That, I wasn't saying that.
Are you going to start jerking off with my hair? What's going on? What do your feet taste like?
Well, I'm saying that's what I didn't say.
Anyway.
Hang on.
Moving right along past that.
No. Well, past that specifically, yes. But you know how when you do a purchase, you go and read all the reviews?
Uh-huh.
They're people giving reviews.
Yes.
When you go on YouTube and watch the videos of people's experiences them, that's people sharing their experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just doing the in real life version of collating reviews and peer review. Oh, yeah, you said it's comfy. Yeah, that's good. Why'd you choose that color? I'm doing all the stuff you do. I'm just doing it in real person because I'm a people person.
But you're
not normally
a review reader anyway. So, but you
because
just,
I do it in the streets.
you're on the street,
yeah.
Man of the people.
Yeah.
But,
you know what they say: a reviewer in the streets and a starfish in the sheets. That's how they describe.
After
one of our lights is gone.
It has. After you kind of did this, I was like, "That's a real dad move. Like, that's a real dad thing to do." And so, I have a couple of things to run past you to like check your dad meter.
Sorry for reading reviews. Sorry for caring about my arch support.
The other day, you and I were in the car.
Oh, fuck. Are you talking about the car park?
And no, I'm not talking about the car park. That was a good one, though. You did park 6 kilometres away from where we needed to be. You went,
it was a good spot.
There'll be no parking.
It was a good spot. It was wide open.
And we had to walk all the way down the beach to get a park.
Oh, but how good was that spot, though? It's in the shade.
I actually forgot about that. What I was going to say is we were talking afterwards about getting lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do you like Hungry Jack's?
Fuck.
And do you remember what you said to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like Hungry Jack's.
Are you going to say the line or do I want me to say the line?
I'd love for you to say it.
I wonder if this is the tagline everywhere else in the world. I said, the burgers are actually better at Hungry Jack's.
I know it's their tagline.
I know it's their tagline, but
The burgers really are better.
They actually are better.
You can taste the smoke on the beef patty.
Because on the grill, they're flame grilled and you can taste the flame and the smoke in the patties. I know it's the tagline, the burgers are better at Hungry Jack's. But they are. By the way, Hungry Jack's is Burger King in the rest of the world.
It is. So I don't know if that's the tagline.
The burgers are better at Burger King. They are better, though.
Yeah.
What's wrong with being duped by advertising?
No, but so my dadometer is, you know, is coming up.
For the RBT thing. 6.4.
Also, at our Hot Fun Garbage event last week, it was very hot during the day.
It was.
And we were both wearing onesies. And after the event, you walked into the ocean with your onesie that I lovingly created
fully dressed,
for you.
Yep.
Fully dressed, into the ocean. We have it on camera. Don't worry. You'll all get to see that video. Fully dressed.
I was hot and sweaty.
And then you came back out. So all you'd done was taken off your fucking Nike Air Maxes.
Yeah.
You came back out of the ocean.
Yeah.
Stripped your onesie off.
Yep.
Put your sneakers back on.
Mm-hmm.
So all you were wearing was your undies.
And the sneakers.
And I said, Ryan, you can't fucking do that. Like, you can't just wear your underwear out in public. And you said, Tony, it's the bloody beach. Don't be silly.
What's the difference between swimmers and underwear? It's the same thing. If I'm wearing my underwear at a... Don't fucking bip it.
Here's your dadometer. It's fucking tipping out the scale.
What is the difference? To be fair, when we walked to Ackland Street, we were about a kilometre away and I was still wearing my undies and high tops.
It was quite far.
Yeah, I'll concede that was a fucked look, but dadometer, no. I mean,
that's a dad thing, being like, "Oh, Tony, it's bloody hot. People understand.
It's just fabric.
Is
you're
that
wearing fabric. I'm wearing fabric.
Dadometer, it's going on.
Ah, that's bullshit. They're all the same.
Finally, for a very easy one,
you should go up to a girl who's the sunbaking and be like, "Why are you here in your underwear?
Well, but it's bad. You.
It's
were,
just material.
You were wearing boxer shorts, like you were wearing underwear.
Yeah. Shout out to step one.
There was not a lot between you and God, is all I'll say. There was a
There was a piece of cloth.
Very little cloth. Finally, excuse for me? A very easy one.
How little cloth?
Oh, it wasn't that little. It was a huge cloth. Don't know what it was covering, but it was huge cloth. Massive. A very easy one. Group chat overwhelm. Recently, this dad went viral.
Yeah.
And I actually sent this to you because I was like, this is so you. This dad went viral because a screenshot went around that he sent to his family group chat and it said, "I can't keep up with the pressure of always having to lol or like or heart everyone's random thoughts, pics and amusements. For all future texts, I love them, laugh at them or like them. Unless it's bad, then I dislike them. In perpetuity, I can't live with this pressure. I'm out." This dad's gone viral for saying that. People are like, "Oh my God, so relatable. How overwhelming's the group chat?" I sent this to you and you said, "I just hate them."
I couldn't agree more with this dad.
So
it's too stressful. There's too much happening.
We've recently hired a producer, Cam.
Yeah.
And the three of us have a group chat.
Do we?
Yes, the three of us have like a group iMessage chat.
Okay.
The other day, Cam and I were messaging back and forth about like a work thing.
Was it a work thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And then about, you know, 4 or 5 messages later, you messaged and said, "Well, I can't bloody read all of those. Like, what's going on
fake
tomorrow?"
News. That's not what happened.
What happened?
This is what happened. First of all, I think you should only need to read back 2 or 3 messages. Any further and you're living in the past. We all know that. Second of all, there was about 15 or 20 messages back and it was sort of like a bit of banter, a bit of fun. It was work related, but it was banter and it was fun. And then you said, "Oh, Ryan, you don't need to read all of this." And I went, "Good, because I'm not going to."
No, that is not what happened. And I
check
will scroll back.
Scroll
That's
back.
Not what happened.
Scroll back. You were like, "Oh, you don't need to read all of this." And I was like, "Good, because I'm not going to."
Right.
We don't do empty offers here at Tony
and
Ryan.
No, we don't. We're honest.
So don't say stuff like, "You don't have to read all of this," and then expect me to read all of this. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, it's loading.
Oh,
no, and this is
because
dad
you're
fucking
Do you know
wrong.
How to use a phone, mate?
Yes, I do. It's just
loading. Do you want to ask your grandson how to log in?
My grandson?
Oh, no, it's like grandpa energy. Like, how do I use the phone?
Oh, sorry. No, I'm just
why are you doing that?
So I said, hang on. We, 1, 2, 3, 5 messages.
Yep.
You said, TLDR, too long didn't read, the above, but thanks for a solid day, everyone. And I said, glad you saved yourself from reading 10 messages. I went through the bin. That's what we were talking about. Something was lost on the day. I had to go through the bin.
Sounds important, yeah.
But what a rude fucking thing. Oh, well, I didn't fucking read that. But like, yep, thanks for coming.
Did you find that rude?
Oh, dad vibes. Dad vibes, right? So
here's the thing. You, like all three of us, get along well.
Yep.
But you and Cam have known each other for a very long time.
Yep.
Why don't you take your little fun chats like into your private one?
We were talking about work. This is real dad energy. Is this not the biggest dad energy? Beep, 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 beep. It's fucking going off the fucking charts. So what I want to say is that after, look at you. You're doing a dad stance. You've got your arms on your bloody, on your waist.
Well, excuse me. I feel like I've been attacked, so I'm just going to sit over here, tuck my shirt into my pants, put my puffer vest on.
Put your phone in one of those holders out the front.
I've got an extra large iPhone that doesn't fit into my pocket.
Well, my dad radar's going off, and to complete that outfit, I'd like to offer you the first of many dad trophies.
A trophy? And thank you for saying first of many.
First of many?
Is it a gift or is it a... No, you didn't. Oh, my God, you did not. It's a pair of Birkenstocks.
Yes. You asked everybody about them.
And what did they all say?
You did all your reviews. Everyone said they were great. I've got some. I love them. And I thought, Ryan deserves these
after becoming
the daddy of the team.
Hang on.
The dad, not daddy. Because
yeah, daddy, they're very different.
Yeah,
they're different. Hang on. I know they mean two different things, but would I also be the daddy of the team?
I guess so, yeah. You're handsome. Yeah. You're a daddy.
Thank you.
So,
what color did you get?
I got black because, as it turns out, I actually, what color would you have gone? Brown, right?
Let me have a look here.
So
I would have gone brown, but because the rest of the shoe is brown, the black kind of breaks it up a bit. No, this is good.
So, I didn't know this, but Birkenstocks are incredibly hard to buy right now.
Yeah.
They are like worldwide, there's a shortage of Birks.
They're like potatoes.
Because over COVID, they didn't make Birks for 2 years.
Yeah.
They fully shut down thing. Yep. So I went in there to buy you brown ones because colour is in for 2023 for you. So I thought maybe the brown would be nice.
I don't count brown as a colour.
Okay.
But I think
like the brown leather.
Yeah,
anyway.
But I feel like you need your staples.
Yeah.
If you got me pink Birks, I'd be like, hey, I know it's the year of colour, but like fucking maybe pump the brakes, mate. Yeah.
So I got black. Anyway, try them on, see if they fit. I've got the receipt so you can return them and get a different size if you need to. But I thought your first dad trophy.
I went to the Birkenstock shop when I was in Sydney.
Well, so I bought these ones from the Birkenstock boutique in Clifton Hill.
We went for a drive.
I did go for a drive. I went to about several shops, maybe about 5 shops yesterday, couldn't find them, ended up finding these ones. So hopefully they fit. But we can discuss this off air.
Hang on. What do most people call me? What do you call me?
Ryan.
I need a new name.
Why?
Because I am Cinderella.
Oh, do they fit?
The shoe fits, baby.
Fucking beautiful.
I am the queen. Yes. What does the shoe fit mean? I am Prince Charming's date. Whatever. What does it mean when the shoe fits in Cinderella?
Her that ran off.
I will hook up with Chad Michael Murray.
You're welcome.
I am Hilary Duff.
Yes,
all of my dreams are coming true.
Yes, you are. I've made you Hilary Duff. You're welcome. But anyway, yeah, try those on. Glad you're happy with them.
This is beautiful. And sorry.
That's a nice gift.
That is a beautiful gift. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Because we are... Don't answer this with words. Answer this with a sound effect if you need. How do you feel about me wearing the socks with the Birks?
I wear socks and Birks a lot.
Oh, I was expecting it.
Actually, it is dad energy, but I do it too, so I feel like I can't make fun of you.
Oh. Yeah, good self-awareness.
Sorry, I've backed myself into a corner here. But there you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
So much.
Yeah, an investment to the future for Daughter McDaughter Face. Now, you're not allowed to use that as a love to see it, but do you have a different you love to see it?
Well, I do love to see Birkenstocks, and I do love to see them on my feet. Oof, they feel so nice.
Mm. They're very good.
What is my love? Oh, this is the best you love to see it because it's something that when you see it, you actually fucking love it. Like,
okay.
It's the definition of you love to see it.
Okay.
Mini corns.
Oh, I love those mini corns.
How fucking good are they?
The ones that you get, like, if you make
like a
stir fry or something? Like a stir fry,
yeah. When have you ever...
Underrated, I feel, a mini corn.
Right? When have you ever had a plate put in front of you with mini corns and gone, oh. Every time it comes sits down, I go, oh, mini corns.
Wouldn't it be fun if you did mini corns and you put, like, a little bit of butter and a little... Yeah.
So if you're not sure...
Can you stop looking at your fucking Birkenstocks?
Nah, they feel real good. Thank you so much. if you're doing, if you're cooking, mm-hmm. and you know how sometimes like you're putting some stuff together and you're like, oh, just might need a little something extra, or yep. the plate's looking a little bland.
Yeah.
Baby mini corn. Corns, dog.
Baby corn.
Baby corn, mini
baby
corn.
Baby corn. I don't know.
Mini, yeah. I don't know. Baby mini corns.
Both corn.
Because I had mini corns last night.
Oh, yeah, I
and
can
I
tell.
Literally, the mini corns came out and I was like, fucking how good is this? I've been to like, how good are mini corns? And I said to Bridget, this is why you love to see it tomorrow.
Yep. Well, I mean, you're mini welcome. Corns. Mini corns. Everybody's welcome. And they yeah. come in a tin. Yep. They last forever.
They're cheaper than Birkenstocks.
I'd fucking
oh,
well,
I've
so.
Actually got you a present. Yeah. It's a 48 it's cent can of mini. Mini it's a singular miniature corn.
That is a great you love to see it.
Thank you.
I have a love to see it.
Yep.
It's quite fun.
Are you also wearing Birkenstocks?
You've just, yeah, I've also bought myself some. Yeah. Cam's got some. We're a Birkenstock team.
Yeah.
This actually, I was thinking, fuck, I don't have a love to see it tomorrow. And then the doorbell rang. And I was like, here we go.
Sexy pool boys.
It wasn't.
Jeez, you've got a lot of props today. Get completely fucked. How good is that, ladies and gentlemen? Tony is holding a physical copy of her new book, I Don't Need Therapy and Other Lies I've Told Myself, written by Tony Lodge. Is that the first print copy you've felt? How did it feel when you got it? Did you cry?
It was really weird, actually. I did cry like a little bit, but it was. I'm not supposed to have it. Like, I don't think I'm supposed to have it yet. It was very early. I didn't know they were coming.
So it just rocked up?
It just arrived, yeah. And, yeah, but this is the very first copy of my book ever that exists.
First of all, what a beautiful moment. But second of all, what a fucking tragedy. And I know I've said this before, but I'll say it again now that we're on the video show.
What?
On the front cover here, there is a quote from Zara and Michelle from the Shameless podcast.
Do you have to ruin my beautiful moment with your bloody... You're in the very front.
Where?
I'll show you. Open the cover once. See, you're there. And you're on the back. And you're on the back.
So I would have thought, so my quote here is on the back, yeah. but Zara and Michelle from Shameless is on the front.
Well, you know that I love Shameless and I love Zara and Mish very much.
I'm below Christian Hull in the first page.
But on the back, you're like centre. You're under Chrissy Swan.
Yeah.
But, but you are there though, see?
What was my, when I texted you when I finished reading it, what was my first review?
Only, it needs more Ryan. Less Tony, more Ryan. Well, there's Ryan on there. And there's Ryan on the back and on the inside. That's pretty good. Pippa's not even in it. It had passed the final edit and it was too late.
Well, you'll need a follow-up. The sequel.
Let's just enjoy this one.
I don't need a dog and other lies I've told.
Everyone.
The zookeeper.
But yeah, so...
No, you do fucking love to see it. That's incredible. Does it make it feel a bit more real? I can't stress to everyone, and this is of someone who hasn't done it, about how much work goes into a book. The amount of times I've seen Tony go, no, I can't leave the house for this whole day because I'm writing, I'm meeting with the editor, I have to reread 60,000 words and go back and do this. Like, does that all feel like worth, or that you can see your work in something that exists in the world?
Yeah, I guess it's really satisfying that it's like tangible now. Like it's yeah. something that I can go, wow, I know, yeah, all the hours that went into that and all the plans I had to say no to like finish this off.
Yep.
And then, yeah, so it's like, it's really satisfying, but I guess it was a bit overwhelming, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because it just came and I was like, oh, I didn't know this was coming. But
did you cry?
I did. Torb's filmed it.
Would you say it was
Torb's
more...
filmed me opening the box, so...
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Would you say it was more or less tears than when you got cancelled on for stand-up paddleboarding? I know they're different kinds of tears,
different
but more
kinds.
Or less.
Probably less, actually. but yeah, I thought you loved to see that. And it is really exciting to see it. And like I put one on my bookshelf. So it's like, you know, amongst all
oh, so
the...
you got a few of them.
I have 12.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so they're to like send to friends and family and stuff like that.
Can I have one?
No, because you can afford to buy one.
No, I actually said friends and family.
Yeah, yeah, not co-workers.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Cam's got one. No.
but well, I save thought, it for your own group chat.
I thought you would love to see
it. I
this.
Do actually love to see it. That's incredible. Yeah. Congratulations. I can't wait for other people to get it in their hands. I feel like
You're in it. You're in it quite a bit.
I don't know if guilty is the right word, but I feel like I've seen a secret. Like, I feel guilty that I've read it and no one else has got to read it yet.
Well, someone messaged me the other day saying that they work at a bookshop.
Yeah.
And they got, like, an advanced copy so that they can, like, recommend it to people.
Yeah.
And it was my first... it was actually our friend Zoe, I think, from Harry Hartog in Sydney.
Yes.
And she's actually the first person that isn't, you know, part of my circle that's read any of it.
No offense, Zoe, fucking cop that.
No, but like out of, actually the only one of my like friends and family that's read it. Torb said he didn't want to read it till it was like finished.
Oh, so he got that option.
Fuck you.
Well, I just wanted to be on the front.
He didn't get a quote on
the only reason I, well, neither did I.
Yeah.
The only reason I said I'd agree to reading it is if I got a quote on the cover.
Yeah.
And then you went, yep, cool, back cover.
Well, when they said, how do you want to, because it says like Ryan John, co-host of the Tony and Ryan podcast, I said, can you put Ryan John MBA candidate?
And did they do it?
They said no. No,
that's bullshit. Says that you're on the... Imagine you said NBA candidate and sidekick of the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Ryan John, co-worker.
Colleague who yet to masturbate in office.
Anyway, I thought you'd love to see bathroom. That. I mean, it's no baby corn.
It's not.
It's no Birkenstock.
Top three, though.
Pretty good day.
Top three of things.
Baby corns, Birkenstocks, Tony's fucking book that she fucking spent 100 years on.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought you'd love to see that. Wanted to share that with you.
Thank you for sharing with me. That is actually fucking sick.
Thank you.
Way to bury the lead, though. You fucking snuck that in.
I did. Yeah. I've got this bag of goodies under my chair. It's empty now. There's nothing else fun in there.
I feel like I didn't bring enough props today.
No, that's totally fine.
I've also got you something.
No, it's fine.
Oh, fuck, it's a video show. I've just... Okay, that's the end of the show.
I was thanks, just everyone.
Do a little personal joke, but other people could watch me unzipping my
any
pants.
Any champion tarpers, we'll see you tomorrow on the fondling each other live stream.
Fondle. See you on the live stream tomorrow. See you on Monday on the pod. And if you see someone walking around in Birks and socks on the weekend looking like the happiest guy alive,
then look at the face because it's Ryan.
It's me.
All right. Alert. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you Monday.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.